Virginia. Underscore here that Carrie picked out the bump music for our next guest, who joins us right here in studio, Wayne Harvey, WABI TV 5.
The welcome is just so warm. It's delightful.
Here are raising money for charity.
Right, helping out kids.
Helping kids.
Mm-hmm. Carrie may have just called me evil.
What?
May have tried to do word association and call me evil.
Yeah.
One of the, I don't know, maybe it wasn't. Maybe that wasn't it.
Could have been a coincidence.
I think just coincidence.
Yeah. Had I not seen him going through the music files for the last 30 minutes trying to find the perfect song.
Had I not seen him type in Google search of music with evil in it.
Yes. Earlier it was music with a-hole in it, but that didn't come up.
Well, nothing there.
Nothing we're going to play here.
Put on air. Right.
Well, welcome, Wayne.
Thank you. I think.
I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, at least one of you are.
Wayne, of course, Wiffle for a Wish. Is this the seventh year?
Ninth.
Ninth. Oh, good Lord. I was asleep for a couple of those years.
Year number nine.
Wow.
Who would I mean, really? I mean, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but when this started, I was like, hey, you know, let's raise a couple $1,000, play some Wiffle ball, see what happens. And now here we are, year nine. I mean, this is it's amazing.
So tomorrow at the Union Street Athletic Complex here in Bangor, close to 30 teams participating.
29, and I actually just got an email this afternoon. Hey, Wayne, do you have anybody who wants to play? I may have a 30th team, which would fill out the last bracket that we have. And so I sent them an email because I knew there's one person who wanted to play on a solo situation. I don't know if they've connected or what's happened. I'm hoping if Jordan or David are listening that they will email me tonight and let me know.
Very cool.
Because I'd have to change the schedule and let them know that we have time for games.
Well, so it all gets underway tomorrow morning, and one of the highlights of the day, and I encourage you to get out here and watch the wiffle ball, but see what happens before, because to me, the coolest part of the day is the first pitch.
Yeah, at 8:30, we get everybody together, we go over the rules and, you know, the nuts and bolts of everything. And then about 8:40, 8:45, there's going to be a family from Make-A-Wish, and I don't try to remember back on my notes. If they've actually had their wish granted or it's coming forward. I think they've had their wish granted. And they're going to come out. The kid will throw out the first pitch. And the family may speak. Someone from Make-A-Wish may speak. And you just kind of, it puts a face to it. You get an idea of, this is the kid we're helping. This is the mom we're helping out. This is the dad that we're helping out. Because, yes, the kids are going through this stuff. But as a parent, I mean, you and I know, and even Carrie in his cold black heart, he knows that it's when you see those kids sick, you see those kids, and at times there's nothing you can do except to be there for them. And those parents go through so much. They're in the hospital with them. They're at all those appointments, and they have to put on the brave face for the kids. So you get a chance to see what it does for the whole family. This isn't just for the kid. It's for the whole entire family, and you get a chance to see the impact that just us being idiots playing wiffle ball all day, what it does and the people that it helps. And it's pretty amazing.
And what's great is that all of this money that's contributed, whether it's from teams entering, sponsorships, the raffle, or just people plunking down money to support the cause, all of it stays right here and helps children and young people in our state.
It all stays within the state of Maine. And one of the things that I like most about Make-A-Wish is they have, I think there's only 4 employees. Everybody else is a volunteer. All the people that go out and help these kids get their wish granted, that take care of all the nuts and bolts of setting things up at Disney or getting them to the airport or getting the construction crews to help build whatever the play set that they have. They're all volunteers. There's very few people that take a check out of Make-A-Wish. So the money that you donate in, I don't remember the number, but it's 90-something percent of every dollar donated goes back to a family in Maine. So you are actually helping kids. This is all helping out, and it all goes to the right place. It doesn't go to line corporate pockets. It doesn't go to build huge buildings somewhere in corporate headquarters. This goes into families and kids in the state of Maine.
And how many wishes has this event granted through the years now?
Well, actually, the numbers last year, the average, because, you know, prices go up and fuel costs and kids want to go to Disney or whatever it is, all the numbers change. So it had been $6,000 was considered an average wish. And then last year, they knocked it up to $7,000. So at this point, we have raised almost, going back through and doing my numbers, we've raised almost 12 wishes now.
Wow.
We should be at 13 by the end of tomorrow.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing. We're like $7,150. So I think we're 150 from our 12th wish, and then 7,000 from our next one.
So tomorrow, come on out, and you can watch the games. You can also, you don't even have to be a participant to get in on the raffle.
No, you can just, I actually had someone stop by at our house this afternoon and gave me $30 and said, hey, put this in. And they said, you know, well, what do you got for raffle items? And, well, I don't need to really win, but here's money.
Yeah, and you've got some great stuff.
I have great stuff. I have a kayak from Old Town Canoe. They have been fantastic again this year. University of Maine has two game-worn. There's a game-worn Maine hockey jersey, and there's a game-worn Maine football jersey that were worn last year during the season that we're raffling off. Those are awesome. We have a signed baseball from Drew Pomerantz. We have, and this is a really cool one. Make-A-Wish actually got this for me from the Portland Sea Dogs. Remember last year when they did the Make-A-Wish, the Star Wars Day for Make-A-Wish, Sea Dogs. So they had a bunch of jerseys that were worn. Yoan Moncada was there that night. And I have in my house now his game-worn signed jersey. Ooh. That looks like the X-Wing fighter from Star Wars. So if you're a Star Wars fan, or if you're a Yoan Moncada fan, you have these two things. And he's not with the Red Sox anymore. He's with Chicago. But, I mean, it's still, this is a really cool, if you're a Star Wars fan, this is a really cool piece. If you're a baseball fan, it's a cool piece. So tickets are $5 each. You get five tickets for $20. Stop by anytime during the day. We're going to do our drawings at 5 p.m. You don't need to be there either. Leave your cell phone number on the back of the ticket. I'll call you, and we'll get it to you. I'm not going to mail the kayak to you, but we'll figure out a way to get you the items. And, I mean, you can take part. We have a home run derby. We're providing lunch. We've got burgers and hot dogs. W.A. Bean is donating a bunch of hot dogs. And BJ's Wholesale Club donated a couple $100 for us to go in and buy stuff. And it's just, the governor's has donated a whole bunch of food items and condiments for us to use. It's been fantastic. I mean, you can come over and have lunch. You can come over and hit the home run derby. There's 50-50. There's raffle. So you don't have to actually play wiffle ball to come enjoy it.
And you're going to make it a nice day. But even if it's not, even if it's raining, everything's on no matter what the
weather
is.
We're playing. Yeah, with the first year one, 2009, we played in the remnants of Tropical Storm Danny. It rained sideways, and it was cold. We actually had a fire going at one point because it was so cold. And everybody stayed and played. And that's the kind of the thing that this whole tournament shows you is – we had a kid that came out and threw out the first pitch, and she was a Make-A-Wish kid, and everybody said, I can stand through the rain. Yeah. You know, that's what it is. And people realize that you're playing for something a little bit bigger than you. And if you're cold and tired or wet or whatever, people still stay. And that's the fun part.
Now, the downtown team, we've had, again, it's for fun.
A lot of success.
While we're out there, yeah, we like to try and do well. We've been in. This will be our sixth. One, two, three. Yeah, sixth time.
Is this
in.
The sixth one?
Yeah. And
Have you won four of the first five?
Three. We've been to the championship game in the bad guys, the bad player division.
Right.
We've been to the championship game every year. Now, this year, we add Kerry Haskell. Lean over to your left and pick up the shirt that I have for Mr. Haskell. You could put your whole family in that shirt.
Can we raffle that off as a tent?
Yes.
Oh.
At the end of the day, anybody that would like it, yeah, it'll be in the raffle.
You could use that as a sale.
I know. I know. But we've lost our pitcher, our ace, the last few seasons.
You roll Kerry out, they'll be terrified to take swings.
That's what I'm banking on, is that people will see Kerry striding to the plate with that ball, that bat, seriously looking like a toothpick in his hand.
Right. Yeah, it's a 32-inch long bat. You might see 4 inches of it out of his hand.
And he's got a cooler.
That's my real contribution. Yeah. A wheeled cooler.
How big is the cooler?
It's a big one. Okay. Yeah. It's
why he's on the team.
Hydration.
Yeah. Hydration. It's all about that.
I do want to say the Make-A-Wish is one of those organizations. There were two charities I was aware of when I was growing up. One was the Special Olympics and one was the Make-A-Wish. And my dad was involved with both as a kid. And there was and I wish I could remember his name. There was a kid when I was in middle school, so 30 plus years ago, there was a kid in infield that had a trip to Disney and was paid for by the people in that region through the Make-A-Wish. And it's a great, great organization.
Yeah, it is.
It really
is. And that's one of the things that I've realized too is even stories like Kerry knowing a kid that had a wish granted. There's so many people around here and that play in the tournament that either their mom was a wish granter when they was a kid or the next door neighbor had a wish granted for them when they were a kid. It has hit so many people. It's amazing how many ties and connections there are.
Well, it hurts us to praise you. You know that.
Please don't.
Carrie more than me, but yeah. Seriously, you and Courtney and I know that Scott and Kara Sassone,
right.
and several other people that
speaking
do
of
so
Scott
much
and Kara,
work. Yeah,
they actually today Scott, as we were going over to set up the fields, we're gonna put up the fences and line the fields and all this stuff. He's on his phone. I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he on his phone while we're driving down Union Street? He purchased tickets to Eric Church. He bought two tickets to the Waterfront concert that he's going to donate as a raffle item.
That's awesome.
Are you serious? Really? And he's like, yeah, why not? You didn't have tickets to the Waterfront concerts. Why not have tickets? Okay. There so, yeah, if you want to go to Eric Church, you haven't bought tickets, $5. You can come get two.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Looking forward to it tomorrow. Wayne, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
If you have to, sit carry on the bench, we understand.
You'll tell him when that time comes, right?
Nope.
Okay.
He had almost earned a good song the next time he was
yeah.
on.
Yeah. If Kerry gets a hit, are we going to celebrate? Like it's
we'll stop
I
the
am.
Game.
yeah.
We'll stop the game. We're going to get the ball for him.
Yeah.
Put it up on the shelf. Absolutely.
If you need me to sign it, let me know.
Yeah, you can.
I'll have
there.
A Sharpie.